The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo. Empowering you for wealth.
When we say we're committed to giving you more, here's what we mean. We mean going the extra mile to ensure you have the best customer experience. In fact, if you make an instant transfer and it fails, we will reverse it in one business day or refund 5 times the transaction fees. You get that? A reversal on failed instant transfers in one business day, or we will refund 5 times the transaction fees. Now, that's how committed we are to giving you more. Access, more than banking.
It's a beautiful Thursday morning, and we thank God for the privilege to be here. Good morning and welcome to another retirement segment of Stockwatch on Radio. I'm Ruth Ibikunle. Our guest on the program for today is a lawyer and a farmer, but before you meet him, let's take a look at how the market fared yesterday. Transactions on the floor of Nigerian Exchange on Wednesday closed on a positive note, as the all-share index appreciated by 0.22%, closing at 38,501.31 points from the previous close of 38,418.04 points. Investors gained 43 billion naira as the market capitalization grew by 0.17% to close at 20.07 trillion naira from the previous close of 20.027 trillion naira. An aggregate of 296 million units of shares were traded in 4,507 deals valued at 2.56 billion naira. The market breadth closed positive as 22 equities appreciated in their share prices against 13 equities that declined in their share prices. Good morning, sir. It's nice to have you on the program this morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
All right, sir. Please, can you briefly introduce yourself to our audience?
My name is Makinde Ogunleye. I'm a retired town planner. I'm also a lawyer by profession.
Oh, okay. Thank you, sir. So I would like to know about your career days, starting from where you first worked up to when you retired.
Okay. I started work after my school certificate in 1971, Leventis Motors Limited. Because I had no time to study, I was doing part-time A-levels. I went to Federal Ministry of Trade. From there, I passed my A-level and went to the Polytechnic in Ibadan. After finishing in 1981, after NYC, I was interviewed at the NYC by Lagos State officials. I was employed there as a town planning officer. So when I finished my service, I joined straight away in the Lagos State government from 1981 to 2010, when I retired formally from the state government service.
All right, sir. Like, how old were you when you retired, sir?
I was 60. That was the mandatory retirement age.
All right, sir. So what were those challenges you faced while in active employment, and how did those challenges help you grow as an individual?
By being a civil servant and a professional in the service, we were exposed to a lot of challenges. You do assignments that are discreet at times. You go for site inspection, you go to demolish structures that are illegal. You go to examine areas that are due for compensation and for manual. All those things are very, at times, very dangerous. And then the public don't, in most cases, usually understand the type of work and challenges we face. But I believe, by and large, we weathered through the storms and were able to start formally from the state government service.
All right, sir. While in active employment, was there a time that you started planning for retirement, and did you consciously plan towards that? I'm going to retire at so time. What would I do after retirement? Did you plan towards it?
Yes, so large extent, because While in service, I found out that for people who are a little bit serious in their thinking, you know, civil service pay those days was usually very, very small and couldn't cover all your daily expenses, your expectations, etc. If you want to live a very honest life. So I decided to buy to other professions. That's why I started the part-time law program at the University of Lagos. And by the time I finished, I went to law school, and thereby I became a lawyer. Then that was some gave me some confidence to be able to plan ahead. And then even because I at home I do engage myself in some form of farming. I was doing fishery, so I now look for a plot of land or most an acre of land in Ofada, where I had a poultry and a fish farm. So I think, by and large, by the time I was retiring, I was a little bit prepared to face the next aspect of my life.
All right. So apart from being a lawyer, you're also a farmer. Do you still do that now?
Yes, now. I have a poultry farm in Moi. About a minimum of 2,000 pairs. I have a fish farm. I have about 8 ponds, about 13 ponds. So, yeah, I install a smoke clip there so that we can smoke our fish to preserve them at times to save us from embarrassment from the women that used to buy them anyhow. So I think it's only because farming in Nigeria is not as profitable as people have seen. Otherwise, it would very be a good source of income to somebody who is retired.
Wow, that's great, sir. So apart from being a farmer, are you still actively practicing as a lawyer, sir?
Yes, luckily I have my daughter is a lawyer, so we have a farm that manage together. And even when I'm planning, I still have a consultancy firm too with some group of guys that we engage in planning consultancy services.
All right, that's interesting, sir. Looking back, are there things you wish that you should have done better while still in active service to better your days as a retiree now? Or did everything turn out the way you planned it?
All things being equal, I think when I was director in the ministry, we were able to midwife a lot of plans which indicate the future growth of Lagos State, such as the Lekki Master Plan, Alimosho Modesty Plan, Ikeja Modesty Plan, Belagri Master Plan, etc. These are things that we dictate the pace of physical development and growth of Lagos in a planned manner in future. But that does not, it just gives you satisfaction that you have added value to the quality-based environment, nothing more. But in terms of other means of satisfaction, if you have say you have been used in the right way and you have performed well to your own knowledge, small knowledge, at least that is the most important form of satisfaction to somebody like me than monetary satisfaction.
All right. Thank you for that, sir. So, sir, what would your advice be to younger generations in planning towards retirement for those who feel that their take home is not even enough to take them home at the moment? How do those set of people, how would you advise them to plan?
Yes, and anybody that wants to depend on the salary they earn in services, they want to retire in penury. So I advise you, there are many other ways of where you can, businesses, professions. Nowadays, the world is very wide because of social media. You can get yourself in so many things that are not even exposed to others. So that apart from going to things like farming, you can get yourself engaged in so many other things. And once you start in a very minor way, things you can do on your own after close of work that will impact on impair your own office activities. These are my advice, that people should not rely on the what they're going to pay you after service. You find out that even before they pay your pension, nowadays, you spend months or years before you can collect it. Although because this is time. But in many states of Nigeria, you don't even get the pension and gratitude in time. So it's better to work or have alternative source of income. Because even saving, those days you can say you want to invest in shares and this and that. Get yourself engaged in concrete businesses that will not affect your job as a civil servant. To get yourself. Otherwise, one cannot depend on the salary. It's not. Unless people are deceiving themselves, it's not possible.
All right, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your time this morning. I really appreciate you coming on the program, sir.
Thank you. God bless you.
The Oracle is back!
That's how far we can go on the retirement segment for this week. Tomorrow is our regular question and answer day. Three questions have been sent in already. For those who are yet to send in theirs, 0703-134-1703 is the number to call. Preferably, send your questions via SMS. I'll take the number again, 0703-134-1703. To be added to our StocksWatch Telegram group, you can also send an SMS to the number earlier called. Until I come your way again tomorrow morning, same time, same station, I remain yours sincerely, Ruth Ibikunle. Thank you, and have a bullish day.
To transfer your cash without any fear. No long talk, no worry yourself, no. Zero ala, oh. Anything where you want to do, just carry your phone. Dial the code or download the app, oh.
This one is with my flow.
You want to buy your data, you want to buy your airtime. You can now do anything and do everything and find money, oh. And very secured and safe.
First Money Wallet.
All money now on First Money. You first. First Bank.